Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
How do I handle a friend who talks nonstop? With some people, it just feels impossible to get a word in edgewise. And it can be really irritating, right? I've got a really close friend who is a nonstop talker. And when she was brought into the friend group in college, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. What do they see in her? She is so irritating. She was very sweet, but a nonstop talker. So what I did to solve the problem was I let her talk. I let her get it all out until she either gets tired or remembers I might have something to say as well. I practice patience and active listening. So when she stops, I ask questions about what she says so she knows I'm listening. And I also learned how to interrupt her so I can get off the phone or change the subject. And it's worth it because she is a beautiful human being. Seriously, one of the sweetest people I've ever met. The first one to offer you support when you need it and naturally consider it. So it's a small sacrifice in the end. One of the things that I've noticed is some people who talk a lot do so because they never really feel heard. And it makes sense if everyone is like trying to get away from them the moment they open their mouths and start their nonstop talking. So that's why I thought, let me be careful to pay attention in this situation. Others maybe don't feel that way. Maybe they just love to pontificate or hear the sound of their own voice. And others still, I feel like, just never learned how to tell a story concisely, or they feel that it's so important to give you every tiny detail. And it really tests your patience. I have seen people clear the room, and I mean quickly, because they just can't take it. My experience is, if the person has a good heart, you can definitely find a way to make what they're saying more interesting. You can interject when you hear something that's relatable. And when I learned how to interrupt my friend, that was a game changer because I thought I had to wait for a natural pause in conversation, which is what you do in a regular scenario. But nonstop talkers don't have the same social cues. So you have to figure out what's going to work. Like, oh gosh, that sounds like it hurt. Or man, that would have made me mad. And then I learned I can piggyback off an interruption like that and continue on and say, oh gosh, I just looked at the clock and I need to get to the store or whatever. And she's always like, oh gosh, okay, yeah, no problem, because we've been talking for a while and she knows it. If your nonstop talker is a colleague who loves to tell you how great he is, how much he knows, how much experience he has, what's wrong with this company and how he could make it better, that is more than a little annoying. People like that, I do feel compassion for because I think all that bravado is masking some sort of insecurity, but that doesn't mean that it's easy for you to sit there and tolerate all the nonstop talking. And in those situations, I think you're better off just really trying not to engage, because any conversation that you get drawn into is just going to steal your life force. And he's got his wife and kids that he can go home and talk to. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.